kind of feedback has he given you?
A lot of feedback, man. I ain't going to get in depth with it. But things looking good, though. You know, it's just a timing thing. You know, he say just be patient, process. You know, it's a timing. But like I told him, like, he know I ain't in a rush. He know my team ain't in a rush. We just, whatever works for us, you know, process, timing thing.
Do you pay attention to what's going on around the league? I mean, like, Labor and Bell and stuff like that. Do you pay attention to that?
No, I don't really get into all that. You know, like, I let them have that. Media is the media, you know, especially with people on TV. They just, I don't know. I just do me.
You talk about just focusing on football. So how has it been now getting to work with Coach Sark?
It's been phenomenal. You know, he's definitely a player's coach. Every coach here is a player's coach. So just make you feel comfortable. You got a question, ask him. Ain't no question, no dumb question. You know, if you raise your hand in a team meeting or in an officer meeting, you know, he'll go over it many as times as he needs just so you're comfortable and stuff. So it worked for us along with the younger guys. But, you know, a lot of younger guys feel like they ask questions, it's a dumb question. You know, but here ain't no question, no dumb question. So that's how we get better, and we have grown.
Muhammad said he didn't see a difference with the offensive coordinator. Your thoughts on that?
I see a difference.
You do?
Far as just, like, the bonding, the chemistry that we have. Like, Sark came here. He's trying to buy in as much as he could, you know, and all us accepting him. And, you know, he's accepting us. And, you know, we all on the same page. You know, Kyle was a good offensive coordinator, too. You know, players coach, you know, but, you know, adjustments being made, so we got to move on. So, of course, we hit a win. We got Sark, so that's all it's about right now.
How about the offense? Can it be as good or better than last year?
I definitely think we could be better, all of us. We could go to another level. This whole team as a whole group, though, I feel like we got, you know, I think that bond and that chemistry, we understand how to work and, you know, how to get better. So I feel like we're definitely going to be on that next level.
What do you do with these next 5 weeks? Go ahead.
Something Matt Ryan had talked about was that maybe it would be more about Sark adjusting to the offense because you guys already have some of your pieces in place. So what are some of the things you all have done to help him, you know, make this new transition?
Little things. Like, I'm going to use me and Tevin as an example. Tevin likes certain plays. I like certain plays. You know, so, you know, we communicate with him. And he say, y'all leave it the same. He don't come in and try to be like, nah, we're going to run it my way. If it don't work my way, we'll go back the other way. He's not doing that at all, you know. He letting us stay comfortable, and you know, and that's how he understand that we'll perform at a high level like that. And we feel comfortable going to him, telling him, I like this, Tevin like this, and you know, he agree with it, and he just let us be.
What do you do the next 5 weeks, kind of getting ready for camp?
I'm gonna kick back for like a week. I'm gonna have some family time with my family, taking my little sister to Disney World soon. And, you know, just try to be with them as much as I could, all attention on them, get away from football for a little bit. And then the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be training. I got my football camp down in Miami that I'm going to be hosting. But after that, I'm just be training and enjoying myself.